Every organization desires the same thing, if you think about it, that it can galvanize all its resources together, physical, human, financial, technological, and others, to achieve its overall organizational goals and to create value for its stakeholders on a sustainable basis. Without a doubt, the organizational resource that is most difficult to harness are your human resources. But the beauty of human resources is that they also are the most important of all the factors of production, and once harnessed properly, will drive the other factors to achieve their full potential. Therefore, organizations must pay attention to the wellness, motivation, and engagement of their employees. Employee wellness, engagement, and motivation are very important to the success of your organization. And according to the self-determination theory, SDT, postulated by critically acclaimed organizational psychologists Deci and Ryan as far back as 1985, organizations need to pay attention to three dimensions of employee motivation. First, autonomy. Second, competence. And third, relatedness. An evidence-based approach to improving the wellness, engagement, and motivation of your employees is to measure their motivation from time to time, what we call an employee pulse check. The pulse check should focus on these three dimensions of employee motivation according to the SDT theory, which we will explore in more details after this short break and a word from our sponsors, the e-paper vendor.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
Welcome back. So we were talking about the three dimensions of employee motivation according to the self-determination theory. And I promised before the break that I would explain them in more details. So let's do so, starting with autonomy. Autonomy refers to the need for individuals to have a sense of control and volition over their actions. Organizations can enhance autonomy, therefore, by getting employees involved in decision-making, increasing their participation in strategic initiatives, and giving them more control over certain aspects of how they do their work. For example, imagine two employees working on a project. In one scenario, the manager micromanages every aspect, dictating how and when the work should be done. The employee feels restricted and lacks motivation. In another scenario, the manager provides clear guidelines and objectives, but allows the employee the freedom to make decisions, to choose their approach, and to manage their time. This employee feels empowered, motivated, and takes ownership of their work. This demonstrates the importance of autonomy in the workplace, where individuals have a say in their tasks, their methods, and their overall work experience. The second dimension, according to this theory, is competence. Competence involves the need for individuals to feel capable and effective in their endeavors. This can be enhanced by organizations ensuring that employees have the right person to job fit, by providing opportunities for learning and development, and by challenging employees with innovative projects that actually tap into their capabilities. For example, consider an employee who is assigned a challenging task beyond their current skill level. In one case, the employee is left to struggle without support or resources, leading to frustration and demotivation. In another case, another employee is given appropriate training, mentorship, and resources to develop their skills and thereby be able to tackle that difficult task. Such an employee therefore feels capable, motivated, and confident in their abilities, and then ends up doing much more and delivering better results. Relatedness is the third of these dimensions, and it refers to the need for individuals to feel connected to others and to experience meaningful relationships. For example, visualize a team working on a project. In one instance, there is a lack of communication, trust, and collaboration within the team. Each team member works in isolation, hindering productivity and overall morale. In another instance, the team has open channels of communication. Leaders foster a supportive environment and encourage cooperation among team members. Such team members therefore feel connected, they feel valued and motivated to work together towards the common goals. You see, by understanding and creating an environment where these three basic psychological needs of autonomy, competence, and relatedness are fostered, your employees will experience higher levels of motivation and engagement that will translate to better performance and results for the organization. At Learning Impact, we believe that a great place to start with improving the motivation and engagement of your employees is to measure the current levels of employee motivation and engagement, then to identify gaps that exist at the organizational and even at the departmental levels, and then come up with interventions to address these gaps. We therefore invite you to take advantage of our various solutions, particularly the Pulse 360 solution that helps organizations to measure employee engagement and wellness and provides insightful recommendations and solutions to address the gaps that you are able to identify. We encourage you to reach out to us via WhatsApp on +234 818 195 6161 or via email at info@learningimpactmodel.com to explore this solution for your organization further. If you have enjoyed this episode and would like to keep listening and learning with us, please subscribe on this platform or on any other platform like Apple, Amazon, Google, Podbean, Spotify, and others where you listen to your podcasts. Remember, there is absolutely no need to keep this a secret. So please share the love with your family, your friends, and your colleagues. Until next time, my name is Omagbishe Barrow, and I am your online Efiko.